the United States ramping up its military efforts or showing force versus China, and even Secretary of Defense Esper's attempt to urge Europe to confront both China and Russia is a desperate move. It shows desperation of a dying empire on the part of the United States. The United States is not oblivious to the fact that the rest of the world has grown weary of the United States' military and economic terrorism around the world, and the rest of the world has grown up and has grown less dependent on the United States. You have countries such as Russia and China and India and Iran that have grown beyond the economic terrorism in the form of U.S. sanctions and are forming their own economic alliances and are circumventing the sanctions put forth by the United States. Even Europe has realized that the United States is a failed partner and can't rely on it. And the United States has gone so far as to even try to bully Europe. And now Europe is even talking about leaving NATO, essentially, as a non-entity and forming its own even European military and no longer relying on NATO. So what you have in the form of the United States ramping up, and it does have a formidable military, is essentially the schoolyard bully shouting and screaming about how relevant he is on the world stage, when in fact the rest of the world, China and Russia and India and Europe, are essentially ignoring the big crybaby. And the fact of the matter is Donald Trump and Secretary Esper and the neocons all understand that the American populace has no appetite for any type of military engagements. And that includes the United States coming to the rescue of Saudi Arabia in its failed genocidal war against Yemen.